You're listening to Inside Discovery Life, the podcast that unpacks the stories, science, and strategy behind one of South Africa's most innovative life insurers. In this episode, we're looking at the importance of comprehensive severe illness cover that protects you from multiple claim events. We're talking everything from multiple unrelated claims to progressive and related claims, such as cancer relapses and multiple heart attacks. I'm Jeremy King, an actuary from the R&D team, and with me today is our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Marita van der Walt, and Kashmira Kanji, our Head of Distribution Strategy and Market Analytics. In Discovery Life's claims experience, we emphasize the importance of severe illness cover. Marita, in terms of this cover, what do we see as the most common types of claims that occur for second or subsequent times?
Yes, Jeremy, so important. As we know by now, heart and artery conditions as well as cancers are right up there in our claims experience. And then it goes without saying that subsequent claims in the heart and artery conditions is 63% and cancer, further cancer claims, 50%. So that just shows us how important it is to have this facility for multiple claims. We also know that according to the American Heart Association, one in five heart attack patients will experience another heart attack. And that is so important that we take care of it. And that's where our vitality and lifestyle support comes in. Medical management, but also the exercise, the diet, looking after your blood pressure and cholesterol and everything else, the cardiac rehabilitation, and then, of course, mental health, because we know depression is a separate risk factor for cardiac health. So all of that with the vitality support helps us to take care of our clients even once a claim has occurred. The cancer, it's our very, very high claim occurrence. Ovarian cancer roughly has an 85% recurrence rate. Bladder cancer up to 54% relapse rate. And then we have the cancers we have that have a long tail. And these are the breast cancers and malignant melanoma, with the recurrences occurring mostly within the first 5 years of the initial treatment. We cannot discount the risk of late recurrences. And once again, with very good treatment and people reaching remission, there is unfortunately the ongoing risk of a recurrence of the same cancer or any other non-related cancer. But the risk of a related cancer, a relapse, is much higher than a non-related cancer. So that is why it is so important that we actually have full cover for recurring or relapsing cancer of the same tissue or the same body system.
Thanks, Rita. I mean, these are some of our main claim causes we see come through. If we looked at our severe illness claims, we saw cancer made up 43% of those claims and heart and artery 22% of the illness claims we had. So Cash, when we're speaking about comprehensive cover for multiple claims, what are we actually saying from a product design perspective?
It's a great question, Jim. I think it's important for us to understand that these risks are risks that our clients are not necessarily thinking about. In fact, as a client myself, I'm not even thinking about getting cancer for the first time. I'd like to buy a product, know that I'm covered, and then put that at the back of my mind. But the risk is there. To take that a step further and have these discussions with clients around, you know, having a second event, a third event, possibly more than that even, is something so foreign to most of us. But the risks exist, as Dr. Marita has just outlined, that, you know, the benefit needs to be strong enough to cover clients, not just for that single event of something happening, but for all subsequent events, whether those be related events or unrelated to the first event. So from a benefit design perspective, our market has done incredibly well in covering clients for first events and then unrelated events. So that is stock standard across the market. What hasn't been thought about in product design until we've introduced it is ensuring that clients are covered for related events in that same body system. And this is why the product has been so well received by the market, in that advisors need not think about the possibilities around clients suffering different severe illnesses. We've spoken about heart and artery and cancer making up the vast majority of these claims. But you've quoted just about 65% of those claims. There's another 35% in body systems across the body. And, you know, for an advisor to be able to think about the possibilities across an entire body system becomes incredibly difficult. So the product design is there predominantly to ensure that a client buys one product and is covered holistically across the body, but also in every body system for multiple occurrences of the same event.
Thanks, Cash. And in terms of the actual claim numbers that we saw come through, what did we see from our 2024 claims experience?
There are a couple of statistics that jump out at me, Jeremy. One particularly is that the product design has been so flawless, where we see that 70% of the multiple claims occurring happen at a lower severity or the same severity as the first claim or claim before that, showing the power of having a multiple claims facility in place on a benefit like this. And then if we look at the quantum of these claims, just both in terms of the value that we pay out, it's a whopping figure. 275 million rand paid out in subsequent severe illness claims to our clients just in 2024 alone. 68% of those claims granted were for second claims. But there is a significant number of those claims that actually happen for our clients a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, and in one instance, 14 times in exactly the same body system. And it just reminds me, you know, claim after claim, the importance of having this type of cover in force.
And Cash, a big piece that's sometimes not really thought about is providing this cover for multiple claims in the same body system, we're effectively providing guaranteed insurability for future related claims. Could you explain this and why this is so important?
And you bring up such an important term. It's something that clients and advisors are both familiar with, the concept of guaranteed insurability, a facility that you sometimes have to pay a premium for. Here, we're giving clients the opportunity to not think about buying a feature called guaranteed insurability, but instead building it into the base product. So you purchase a product and you're ensured that at that point in time, whatever risks that have never happened to you, that might happen to you in the future, are covered for at numerous times for numerous events, no matter the severity of that event, time and time again. So that gives you an inbuilt, almost cost-effective, guaranteed insurability feature that's part and parcel of the product that you buy at the outset. And it's another reason advisors should be choosing products of this nature, knowing that it reduces the advice risk linked to having to ensure that the client is insurable post an event, ensuring that a client is insurable across all their body systems. It just limits the risk that a client in the future won't be able to buy up cover for cancer again, should they have had a cancer event.
And I mean, we were actually speaking about this before, Marita. You've got such a great example with fault lines in terms of explaining the risk of a claim reoccurring in the same body system. Could you maybe explain that example?
Yes, Jim. Unfortunately, it is so. It's a bit like a fault line and subsequent earthquakes, that when there is a condition, for example, a genetic predisposition for heart attacks, coronary artery disease, and that sort of thing, the same kind of event will happen again. And we always think heart attacks is a one-off occasion, but it is relentless and it's progressive and it needs very, very, very specialized care and lifestyle changes and medication and so on. If not, it will reoccur. And we've seen it in our case study where our client first had two knee replacements, which is a lower severity payment, and very often joint replacements are not covered under severe illness benefits. But let's focus on the heart and artery conditions. In 2016, he had a four-vessel bypass graft. That is a severity A across the board, mostly in the insurance industry, and that he was paid for 100% of his benefit amount. That would have depleted this benefit in all the other insurance. But in 2021, he had a heart attack, and it's exactly what we've discussed. It is relentless. It's progressive. And this heart attack was a severity C level, which is a 50% of his benefit amount that we paid out, that no other company would have paid in this way. And then he needed angioplasty and a stent, which paid another 10%. That was just a year after the second event. And then in 2024, unfortunately, he suffered another heart attack at a severity C, which was another 50% of his benefit amount. And overall, he received close to 3 million, where if he was with any other insurer, he would have had much less. So he got an extra 1 million payout for this sequence of events that is just recurring and multiple events of the same body system. I can also just say that we treat each and every heart and artery claim as if it is the first claim, which is ties in with the lower severity or the same severity, but each and every event is seen as a new life-changing event, which is, of course, a big advantage when we come when we get to our payouts.
Thanks, Marisa. I mean, that really shows how powerful that cover is. Another element in terms of cancer is our cancer relapse benefit cash. Could you maybe explain this benefit and how it works?
Jim, Dr. M has just highlighted the power through of the benefit through heart attacks. But as you've pointed out, one of the most common reasons clients have second or subsequent claims is because of cancer. In terms of our cancer benefit, it was important then for us to consider a multiple claims environment slightly uniquely, because cancer in that sense is unique. It can be progressive as a heart attack, but at the same time, you can go into remission from cancer and have a subsequent event of the same cancer happening at any possible stage. So our cancer relapse benefit is part and parcel of certain products that can be purchased on our side. And it gives clients and advisors a peace of mind that should they suffer from a cancer event suffer from cancer, they are covered for future events. Again, highlighting the power of this guaranteed insurability feature. As you've pointed out, to be able to buy cancer cover in the market again after having a cancer event is near impossible. There would be exclusions on your policy. There would be loadings on your policy because of additional risks outside of that cancer, cancer-specific risk. And that makes it very difficult for clients to purchase additional cover post an event. And as Dr. Marita has explained on many occasions, you often require more extensive treatment and intense treatment when that cancer recurs. And the cost of those treatments and the lifestyle adaptations that need to happen come at a serious financial burden to those clients. And that's why it's important then that a cancer relapse benefit steps into play and provides adequate cover up to 100% of the client's sum assured for that same cancer event, no matter the severity, simply because it is a relapse.
Thanks, Cash. And Marita, you took us through a really powerful example in a previous podcast that we went through. Could you maybe go through another example we've seen of a claim come through from this benefit?
Yes, Jeremy. We have this case study of a lady in her late 40s, and she took out severe illness benefit with a lifetime 200. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer, which is a severity D payment. But because she has a lifetime 200, her payment was boosted up to 100% of her sum assured, which was roughly 550,000 rand. She was treated and she was in remission for longer than 1 year. And then, unfortunately, she relapsed and she qualified for another stage 1 benefit, severity D. That is so important to know that because of increased surveillance and increased awareness that the cancers, fortunately, would be picked up at an early stage. So this is what you want to prepare for and not wait till it progresses to a higher stage. So she was paid her cancer relapse benefit, and because she had lifetime 200, that was a full 100% of her sum assured. Unfortunately, later the cancer did progress to stage 4 with metastases to the bones and so on, which is very unfortunate and very sad. But then she was paid for the progression of her cancer as well. So although she had a lowest kind of sum assured, she still had numerous payments, 3 payments all in all helping her with the impact of cancer and relapses over a period of time.
And Jim, if I can jump in there and add, Dr. Emes touched on a very important last bit to that case study, is that oftentimes we think about buying up massive sums assured in order to ensure that we're covered for the most expensive possible treatment or the most costly disease. But the beauty of the severe illness product that Discovery Life has designed is that an entire medical team has put the thought into place already around what multiple of life cover will the client require in order to cover the cost of these conditions. And every single condition in our guide has been thought about in that context, making this an advice easy product and allowing clients and advisors the peace of mind that they have the adequate cover that they require should anything happen to them, no matter their sum assured.
Thank you, Cash, and thank you, Marita. I mean, this has just shown how Discovery Severe Illness Benefit has been so carefully designed to offer market-leading multiple claims coverage. Today's conversation really has made it clear that comprehensive cover for multiple claims is so important. So thank you for listening, and please look out for other episodes in this series.